At their meeting this week, Loyalist Township Council decided to go ahead with a new skate park and pump track at Loyalist Park in Amherst View. Thanks to a confidential donor, the project will not impact the township's 2025 budget. It will be developed at no cost to the township other than staff time to oversee it. The project will be designed in two phases, with the first to be a standalone amenity with an estimated cost of $500,000. It's estimated that construction will begin this fall, with completion in late spring 2026. Council heard a presentation from New Line Skate Parks, an engineering firm with expertise in skate park and pump track construction. Now with approval, the company will begin a public consultation process that includes youth in the community as well as the general public. Any future operating and maintenance costs associated with the facility will be incorporated into subsequent municipal budgets as part of the standard budget planning process. Phase 2, including completion of the final features in the skate park, would be subject to consideration during future budget talks and would be constructed at a later date. The township's draft Parks and Recreation Master Plan is currently available for public review. Although community members are able to comment on the project, staff noted that to date, no feedback has been received. Vice President and Director of Business Development with New Line Skate Parks, Trevor Morgan, spoke about the benefits of the skate parks and pump tracks they build and the one they're looking to build in Loyalist Township.
Very integrated, green space, connections to pathways, color, texture, art installations. That can be very exciting to put a signature, I guess, of the community within the architecture of the park, even through different lighting schemes, if that's something that's desired. And then accessibility, you're likely to have folks from the adaptive community who would like to ride this park. So yeah, every park has its story, and we hope there's a story to be told here for the township.
Morgan noted the potential boost in tourism the facility could bring.
A network of these parks are being created in communities across Canada and across Ontario, and there's a large population that will want to experience each different unique park and communities, and they'll purposely travel around, stop in these communities, visit, spend money at local businesses, maybe even spend a night. I know when I was 12 years old on a family trip and I was an avid skateboarder, I could be very influential to spend an extra night in a community if they had that one skate park.
Morgan spoke about the potential of events at the facility as well.
You're likely to have user groups and community groups that will say, hey, we would love to have some level of organized events there that could be lessons nights, some community-based contests and so forth. And so we really try to design a modern park with that in mind.
Councillor Paul Proderick spoke about neighboring communities and their skate parks, as well as what a new one in Amherst View could do for the community.
I think the closest one to us is Napanee, and then you go to Picton's got a great site, but again, it's probably 20 years old now. I think it becomes a hub for gathering, and it fits into the master recreation plan. Also, an opportunity to add something to the community, and I think we haven't had a recreational facility addition in well over, I'm going to say, 40 years. And again, it's just through the leadership of a community member who wishes to help out in times where we don't have a lot of money to do a lot of things that we'd like to do.
Councillor Jake Ennis spoke about the donation and choice of the donor.
It's a very generous donation. We're really appreciative to the for the donation, and I think the donor's chosen well. It's a amenity that with an amenity that focuses on youth, and one that I think will be very well used.
Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend showed his appreciation towards the donor, as well as what the project will do for youth in the area.
It's incredibly generous and provides an amazing opportunity for us, and to appreciate the particular kinds of youth that something like this can engage, you know, based on the whole lifestyle and culture that goes with it. Not one I claim to understand. I think it's not just, you know, youth engagement writ large in some sort of big broad context. This is something quite specific that I think will cater to members in our community that otherwise don't have a facility like this.
Councillor Carol Parks noted the activity at Napanee's skate park.
I do go by the one in Napanee quite regularly, and it is a gathering place. You see all sorts of demographics and ages and different usage of it. So I fully support this.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn spoke about the progress in access to skateboarding facilities and shared a story from his youth.
I was in my teens on probably a $10 skateboard trying to go down the largest hill where I lived at the time, called Big Hill, and with blind corners. It's come a long way from when I was young. I've actually seen some of the, like MADOC, they have a nice one there. I remember when they were building the first phase, and I was kind of like, what is going on in there? And now to see it now, it's been developed into, the whole park is basically devoted to this now, and it's packed all the time. It is something that is what I believe will be well used, and this is a great opportunity, I think, for Loyalist Township to be able to provide another amenity new to the community that will be used, very well used, I believe, for an extended period of time.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Tad Evans.